Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Toby A. Travis, the founder of TrustEd, a framework for school improvement focused on developing trusted leaders. He's also the author of his new book, TrustEd, The Bridge to School Improvement. And Dr. Travis, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So I understand you've been quoted as saying that teachers do not leave schools, they leave school leaders. Is that the primary reason we're in the midst of a national teacher shortage? That's the first question. And how does this relate to the overall employment crisis? Touch on some of those issues there.
Well, it has always been a factor, and I think there are obviously multiple factors that are going on right now that have just exacerbated the problem. Here in the U.S. especially, and there are some elements of this globally, but there has been a national teacher and sub shortage for quite a number of years. And now with this, the additional effects of the pandemic and the economy and just all the things that are happening, it has exacerbated it. But even before the pandemic, the number one reason, what we've discovered through the research and unfortunately even through observation, is the teachers, their number one reason for leaving a school is feeling a lack of support, don't trust their leaders to care for them and to value them as a priority. And so what we see is, teachers, they'll even stay for modest pay. They'll stay even when they're dealing with difficult behaviors of students. I mean, the kind of things we think are maybe the problems within school employment, teachers will put up with that if they have a supervisor or an administrator who supports them, who believes in them, who resources them. But if they don't have that, then they're, and unfortunately what we've seen also in a number of studies or surveys that have been done, teachers aren't just leaving schools, they're leaving education. And that is just creating, a snowball effect of this employment problem within education.
Yeah, and it certainly is becoming more concerning every day. Now, in your book, you state that trusted leadership is the greatest inhibitor to organizational improvement and growth. Why is that?
Well, you've probably heard or quoted John Maxwell, who talks about how everything rises and falls on leadership, and it's absolutely true. And what we've seen and discovered is that when there are high levels of trust in leadership, then you see a direct correlation to all kinds of benefits. And this isn't just true in the school world. It's true in the corporate world. It's true in the political world. But what we see in schools is when there's a high level of trust, we also see a direct correlation to high levels of student achievement. We see a direct correlation to high levels of teacher retention. I mean, what we were just talking about, teachers stay longer. And what we also find, and when we look at developing master teachers, it takes about 5 to 7 years for a teacher to be in the workplace to develop the skill set, the competencies to be a master teacher. And when they have a trusted relationship with their principal, their superintendent, their school board, then they stay and they invest themselves. We see a higher level of the use of discretionary time or volunteerism when there is a high level of trust in the leadership. For those that are in charter or private schools and businesses, there's a better bottom line. Schools are more stable financially when there's a high level of trust. We see it in the sector of schools that are dependent on community support, or they have to have great reserves of financial donations coming in through companies and alumni, et cetera. Well, all of that gets better and more robust when there's a high level of trust. And here's the sad thing, Eric, is we've actually known this for years. I mean, and probably listeners are even saying, well, yeah, that just kind of makes sense. And we've got the data and the research behind it that shows that, no, this is the critical issue. But what we've discovered is very few schools, and even companies for that fact, are investing in the professional and personal development of their leaders on this critical issue of how to become more trusted. Now, we do see that in like Fortune 100 companies. They spend all kinds of resources because they know the value and the importance of a high level of trust in their workforce and their leadership, obviously in their product or their service. Well, that same principle needs and does hold true in the social sector. We need to be investing in our leaders and our organizations that they are utilizing trusted principles, trusted policies and practices and protocols, because the benefits are huge. But if we don't invest the time and energy and effort to develop high levels of trust, then what we see in the education world is just this constant cycle of trying some new initiative that we think is going to fix the problem. One of the constant things we see in education, teachers will complain to you about it. They'll say, oh, we're always changing. You know, we're always trying something new. Well, we are a school. We should be constantly learning. But one of the reasons why there's always some new initiative coming along is because we haven't dealt with the foundational problem. And the foundational problem is really relational. And so until we address that key element of trusted relationships between administrators and teachers, teachers and parents, administrators and teachers and students, and develop intentionally high levels of trust, all these other initiatives, as good as they may be, whether we're talking about project-based learning or language arts initiatives, those are good tools. But they will always come short of really accomplishing what we hope they accomplish until we deal with the trust issue.
That trust issue is so important in every walk of life and certainly in the education realm, no doubt about that. Now, how does the trust level of leaders result in higher levels of performance by those within their organization?
Well, it's really all about engagement, Eric. You know, we see it at the student level. You know, when we look at, okay, how or what are the elements that we identify when we see that students are achieving well? Well, the number one is relationship with the teacher. Right? So we see this at the student-teacher level. For students to have high levels of achievement, they need to be fully engaged. To be fully engaged, they have to find their own self-motivation, as it were. Where does that primarily come from? What we've learned is it comes from a positive, trusted relationship with the teacher. So if there's a positive, trusted relationship with the teacher, student is motivated to learn and self-initiates even that engagement. High levels of engagement result in high levels of achievement. Well, now take that to the next step of the relationship within a school setting. And again, this applies in a corporate setting as well. When a teacher, an employee, is fully supported, feels like, no, my boss has got my back, and that leader is investing in them, is supporting them, is basically running to ensure that their needs are met before they're maybe even recognized, that person is going to get engaged. They're going to want to show up to work. They're going to be motivated to be there because, oh, this is my happy place. This is the place I want to be. And so that's why that trusted leadership is so critical, because when it is healthy and it's secure and it's transparent and it's well known, it's clearly identified, no, people are enthused to be a part of organizations that are run by leaders like that.
I totally agree. You'll get more production, you'll get more done, and the culture is phenomenal when you can trust who you work for and the leadership within an organization or a company. For sure, today we're joined by Dr. Toby A. Travis, the founder of TrustEd, a framework for school improvement focused on developing trusted leaders. He is also the author of his new book, TrustEd, The Bridge to School Improvement. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what organizational restructuring is needed to support the greater success of employees?
Any opportunity we have to increase the autonomy of of an employee, the better the result is what we've learned through the research. But of course, this means that we have hired well. You know, so that old saying, hire well, empower well. Again, using, because you know, my world is largely working in schools, but again, it applies in any kind of a corporate situation as well, or business situation, is when a manager or a leader is trying to support and meet the needs of too many people, they run out of the capacity to do so. There's something called span of control theory. I prefer to talk about span of influence, but the idea of span of control theory is, at what point, how many people can you manage well until it becomes a negative effect? Well, I think back when I was a high school principal, I had 46 direct reports. And what we learned in span of control theory research is it shows us we can effectively manage about 6 people, and in some settings, maybe as many as 10, but that ideal number is usually around 6 people. Well, you think about the organizational framework of the traditional school is you've got, you know, all these teachers, say, in a high school level, and a singular high school principal who's expected to manage and meet the needs and well support that. Well, it just doesn't work. That structure sets them up for failure. So the organizational rework needs to be, how do we empower teachers? How do we empower teachers as teacher leaders? How do we create working groups that are responsible for their areas? And this isn't just about department heads who maybe oversee curriculum, but literally managing teams and empowered to get it done. Not only are they charged with, but have the responsibility. They help build the budget and then own the budget. And those types of elements, Eric, is anytime we can disperse leadership to the closest level of where the work is being done, this is where we see high levels of engagement, high levels of ingenuity and innovation. This is where we see the highest performing groups, is when people are provided the opportunity to basically be the captains of their own ship.
Here's the biggest question of them all today. When it's broken, can the trust of a leader be repaired? If so, how? I'm sure listeners are ready to hear your response to that.
Yes, is the answer in most cases. And there is a caveat to that. And there's a whole section we talk about this in the book. But what we've learned through the research and through observation, and I would even say through personal experience, is there are 4 key elements that have to be in place for trust to be repaired. And sometimes this is trust that was broken that you inherited. You know, you come into a work environment as a leader, and maybe, you know, your predecessor was fired, or there was some drama that went on, and now there is broken relationships between the ownership or the administration and the employees. And so it may not even be your problem, but it still takes time to build and repair trust, even if it's an inherited problem such as that. So here are those 4 elements really quickly. The first is to commit to small and consistent actions. What we know and have learned and understand about trust is it isn't built quickly. It takes time. In fact, one study showed that it takes about 7 months to build a foundational level, a foundational level of trust between a leader and an employee. So it's going to take time. And when we say small and consistent actions, it means make commitments, make promises, but make sure they're incremental, and they are elements that, you know, you can come through on this. You can produce this. But doing that consistently builds trust. Secondly, commit to humility and listening. You know, Jim Collins, who wrote Good to Great, perhaps one of the best business leadership books ever written, he talks about how what he calls the level 5 leader, this is the top leader, they are mission-driven, they've got passion, and they're humble. Well, this is also what we see as a key element for repairing trust, is you have to own it. It takes humility. You have to be open to critique and evaluation, and you have to be a good listener. It's a skill set that has to be developed and is intentional. And people know when their leader is a listener or not. Third is committing to just extending forgiveness and trust to others. One of the things that we have found is that when a leader extends trust to those in whom they are leading, they actually get trust back. And so there's this reciprocal element that happens in the way that trust works. And so I extend trust to you, and I actually receive trust in return. That also goes with, hey, we're all human. We all make mistakes. And part of what makes us thrive in any organization or work setting or even relationships is this idea of how we agree to do life together and understanding, hey, we are all going to make mistakes. So extending forgiveness, extending trust to others will frequently and help to support this idea of receiving forgiveness and receiving trust. And the fourth is just this commitment to completing the process. It's long and it's painful. And this is where big questions have to be thought through as far as trajectory of life and career and passions. Are you really willing to do the work? And is this really where you want to be? And if so, then stick with it. Complete it. Hang in there. Again, trust is not created quickly, and it is not repaired quickly. I use an illustration of a suspension bridge throughout the book, and you think about, you know, some of these massive bridges that have been built over the years, and they, you know, they are projects that sometimes will cost in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and they will take 7 to 8 years to complete in some cases. But are they worth it in the end? Yeah, absolutely. Same thing with trust. It takes time and commitment to complete the process. When those things are in place, trust can be repaired. Now, one final thought on this that I need to share, though, is because this also came out of the research. When trust is broken through an action or a behavior, that trusted relationship can be repaired if that same behavior or action that broke the trust does not happen again. But if that same behavior or action happens again, the possibility of trust being restored is reduced, well, dramatically, to almost near impossible. So there has to be a commitment that and a focus to whatever it is that broke the trust, that just cannot happen again. And if it does, you probably need to call it a day and figure out where's your next place to be and to start afresh.
Well, you've covered it very well and really appreciate all the information and insight in this topic here today. And of course, again, we really appreciate what you do in this space as well. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on yourself, TrustEd, as well as your book, TrustEd, The Bridge to School Improvement. Where's the best place to get all the details?
Well, you can start at trustedschool.org. The book, of course, is available on Amazon, or you can go to trustedbook.org. There you'll find all kinds of information about the TrustEd framework, the TrustEd assessments. I do executive coaching, and we are passionate about seeing schools develop and organizations develop through the development of trusted leadership.
Well, again, we certainly appreciate your joining us and for what you do. Listeners, it is trustedschool.org. Dr. Travis, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Really appreciate it.
And certainly my pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Toby A. Travis, the founder of TrustEd, a framework for school improvement focused on developing trusted leaders. He's also the author of his new book, as we've mentioned, TrustEd, The Bridge to School Improvement. And for all the details, visit trustedschool.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.